Dunkelpit. The role of Esther. Fill in the gaps. I haven't noticed. No, it doesn't. Does it look like it? No, it doesn't. Are you waiting for someone? No, you're not, are you? But you're not. Titterington. It's in Titteringtonshire. Doesn't it? That's because I have to change trains. First stop, Dunkelsbury. Arrives 14:52, platform 2. You've heard of Doomsbury? Everybody knows Doomsbury. Dunkelsbury is 20 miles northeast of Doomsbury, but I'm not going to Doomsbury. Dunkelsbury is in a deep, mysterious valley. The station is at the top of the valley. There's a bus link down to the bottom. I prefer the Flying Fox. It's much more exciting. It's like a Tyrolean, but vertical. If I want to visit Dunkelsbury, I put my luggage on the bus, put on a harness in the lying position, and down I go. Whee! It's like flying! I love speed! I arrive 10 minutes before the bus arrives. That's because I'm an hour and a half early. That's why it hasn't come up on the board yet. I shall go and have a cup of tea and a cheese and cucumber sandwich in a few minutes. Arrive Dunkelsbury station at 14:52, platform 2. Change to platform 3 for the 15:35 train to Blitherington. Yes, Blitherington. I have enough time to have a nice cup of tea and a delicious, hot, buttered Dunkelpit. Dunkelpets are the speciality in Dunkelsbury. People come from miles around just to marvel at them in the bakery windows, let alone eat them. They are truly a work of art. What's so special? I'll tell you what's so special. Dunkelsbury has a population of 350 people. There are 70 bakeries. 70. That's 5 people per bakery. Am I? They're thinking of opening another bakery because Mrs. Smith is expecting triplets. Don't you read the newspapers? Dunkelsbury receives orders for their Dunkelpets from all over the world. They get regular orders from the White House, the Kremlin. Even 10 Downing Street get their teeth into them. Good? Good? They're better than good. They are absolutely phenomenal. Did you know? Even Buckingham Palace can't get enough of them. No, but I have very reliable sources. It's been said that Prince Philip sneaks down to the royal kitchen for a Dunkelpet in the dead of night. And the French president, during his visit to London, said that they were magnifical. That's what he said. Well, they are a little bit larger than a crumpet and about half the thickness again. Most people toast them over an open fire. And when you spread salted butter over them, something strange, exotic and magical happens. When the butter slowly melts into the Dunkelpet, this unearthly but wonderful sound comes out of it. A bubbling sound. That's it. A wonderful bubbling sound. And when you finally sink your teeth into the white, fleshy bits, it's like singing voices that you've never heard before. And the taste is like nothing else that you know. It's out of this world. Down in the valley, they even have a Dunkelpet choir. Well, the people don't sing, of course. It's the Dunkelpets. Wonderful is not the word. It's sensationally orgas monumental. Vive la France! There, yes, that's it. I don't know, but it sounds good, doesn't it? When you take the night train to Dunkelsbury and you have time to stop and with luck, the wind is in the right direction, you can look down into the deep valley and you hear it rising up towards you, a mystical, magical sound that seems to pull you towards it. What? You must be mad. Don't you ever ask anyone for the recipe, do you hear? Nobody. I've heard that people have mysteriously disappeared after asking for the recipe. disappeared without a trace. There's a password. Yes. If you don't have the password, you don't get served Dunkelpets. You get served with something that looks like Dunkelpets. But they're not. They're missing the ever-so-special ingredient. If you say the password, the man in the station cafe will escort you into a small, dimly lit side room. In the room, you will see a little old lady behind the counter. She will serve you a Dunkelpet. They do say that she's a direct descendant from the first Dunkel witch that lived in Dunkelsbury centuries ago. The recipe has been passed down from generation to generation, a closely guarded secret. Yes, a witch. Her name was Grelin Wellpet. There. Did you get it this time? Pardon? What on earth are you talking about? Did I?